outlines the basic concept of shlichus, the source of shlichus. The Gemara quotes the Braisa that v'shilach melamed shuos ha-shliach, v'shilcha melamed shehios ha-shliach, v'shilcha melamed shah-shliach os ha-shliach. The Baal has a koach to make a shliach laholocha, to bring the get to the wife. The woman has a koach to make a shliach lekabola, to accept the get from the husband. And shliach os ha-shliach as well. V'shilach v'shilcha teaches me that the shliach can make a shliach. At least a shliach laholocha. The basic shliach is a shliach laholocha. He can make another shliach. That's the Mishnah that the Gemara in Gittin and Avchav Tes quotes, that maybe get the chola, then he's also shliach, can make another shliach. But on the other hand, the Gemara in Gittin that we quoted yesterday says that if a Baal tells a group of people, or tells two people, kiss we get a tnula ishti, then they can't make another shliach. They have to write the get themselves. But ksivas haget, we don't say shliach osa shliach, but rather ein shliach osa shliach, because as the Gemara says, machlokas abayin Rava, but as the Gemara says according to Rava, milihu umili lo mimsren l'shliach. Ksivas haget is mili, it's a dibur ba'alma, and dibur ba'alma ein shliach osa shliach. So the question is, what's the difference? Maishna, why is halachas haget different than ksivas haget? Why do we say shliach osa shliach by halachas haget, and by ksivas haget we say that ein shliach osa shliach? Maishna. So comes the Mordechai in Gittin. This is in your packet. And the Mordechai suggests what seems to be two different svaros. Hiksha harav Rabbeinu Baruch Zal, perak beis de kedushin b'sefer hachochma. Do haminu v'shilach v'shilcha melamed she'ashliach osa shliach. V'ein zeh ki im mili v'heichim ash v'shliach. If mili lo mimsrim l'shliach, then how can shliach osa shliach on halachas haget? Halachas haget is also mili. What are you telling him? You're telling him to take the get. That's also mili. So if ain't shliach osa shliach, but mili, so why by halachas haget suddenly shliach osa shliach? The yesh mefarshim the kabbalas gerishin haget o kiddushin havimai segom. So first the Mordechai says, you know what the difference is? Kabbalas gerishin haget o kiddushin is a mai segomer. So for that shliach osa shliach, but ksivas haget is only mili. It's not a mai segomer. Maisa gomor, and that's why it's low mimsra on the shliach. Umimori hakohen kibalti kolecha shein adov enigmar api ha-shliach choshev mili v'lo mimsra l'shliach. Aber kabbalah saget zehu gemar hadover. Mili lo mimsra on the shliach applies if it's not the gemar hadover. Kabbalah saget is gemar hadover, so there's shliach osa shliach. Aber laksiva shom ala edem choshev mili mishim dein adov enigmar ad nesinas haget. Ksivas haget is called mili because ein hadavar nigmar until sinas haget. But kabbalas gerishin, that's a gemar hadavar. So there, that's not called mili. There, shliach osa shliach. But ksivas haget is mili because the davar is not nigmar until the nesinas haget. What's the Mordechai saying? He seems to be saying two different things. He quotes from the Yesh Mefarshim that the chiluk is that holochas haget and kabbalas haget is a maisa gomer. And ksivas haget is not a maisa gomer. And then he says that the chiluk, he quotes from his Rebbe, Mori HaKohen, that the chiluk is ksivas haget is not the gemar hadover, but kabbalas haget is the gemar hadover. The chiluk of the Yesh Mefarshim at first glance seems strange, right? If the chiluk is maisa gomer, so a kabbalah saget that's called a ma'isa gomer, and ksiva saget is not a ma'isa gomer. Why is ksiva not considered a ma'isa? You're making him a shliach on the ma'isa. So just like making a shliach to bring the get, the chori he means that the bringing of the get is a ma'isa gomer. So if halacha saget is a ma'isa gomer, why is ksiva saget not considered a ma'isa gomer? Sounds like an action to me. Why is ksivas haget any less of a maisa gomer than the bringing of the get to the woman? So even though the Mordechai sounds like he's saying two things, I think it's probably more mistaber to say that it's really a combination pshat, that the Mori HaKohen is like the Yesh Mefarshim. It's not, it's the Kabbalah of the Mori HaKohen is explaining what the Yesh Mefarshim is saying. I don't think it's something different. I think it's explaining that when do we view something as a maisa gomor, that's if it's the gemar hadover. Notice the similarity. It's called a maisa gomor. I mean, Gomer? Maisa Gomer? Maisa. What's the idea of Maisa Gomer? Oh, it's called a Maisa Gomer if it's a Maisa on the Gemara HaDover. That's what the Moriah coin is saying. If it's a Maisa on the Gemara HaDover, that's called a Maisa Gomer. That's not Mili. Gemara HaDover is not Mili. It's not a Din in Maisa. It's a Din in being the Maisa Gomer. Ksivas HaGet is not a Maisa Gomer because it's not on the Gemara HaDover. It's a shlichus on an action, but it's not a Gemara HaDover. That's not considered a significant enough Maisa that it shouldn't be called Mili. And that's why Ein Shlichus is Shliach. But Halacha Saget, Kabbalah Saget, that's a Maisa Gomer because it's on the Gemara HaDover. And that's why Shlichus is Shliach. That's Lechora what the Mordechai and Gittin is saying. This is, of course, in sharp contrast to the Tosis Rid that we mentioned last time. The Tosis Rid, at the beginning of the Perek, Tosis Rid is in packet 3. It's a little confusing, we'll admit. I thought this wouldn't be as confusing as it is, but coming back from packet to packet seems to be a little confusing, but we can handle it. Cool. Comes the Tosis Rid in packet 3, page 2. Ha'ish mekadesh ha'shliach ha'sa shliach. Pirish, or perish, shliach debal mashri shliach kedem peraget gimel v'gitin os sebezim shalchob yarachet. Aval shliach de'isha lo motzi l'shav yishliach mishem demili ninu shlo mosu lo ha'shliach ele dvorim ba'alma. Shliach le'kabola can't make a shliach. When the Gemara says ha'shliach ha'sa shliach, that only means shliach le'holocha, not shliach le'kabola. Drop the Tosis Rid. Because Shliach LaKabbalah Shlom Motzul HaYisha LaDvarim Ba'alma Hiskaba LeGiti V'Kaim LaKarbiosi Z'Omar Mili Lo Mimsuren LeShliach V'Lo Domi LeShliach DeBaal D'Mosel HaCheftzom Motzi LeShav YeShliach K'Defrishis B'Kuntris HaTshuvis Kuntris HaTshuvis of the Rid. Rid says, why is Ksiva Saget considered Mili? That's because it's a dibur ba'alma, and you're not being moser a chefza to the shliach. The shliach has to make the chefza; he has to write the get. But who adinami shliach lekabola? Since you're not moser a chefza to the woman, right? You're just making her a shliach to be makabel the get from the husband. That's mili, and that's why it's lo mimser on the shliach. That's why ain't shliach osa shliach. It's lo domi to shliach leholocha debal, because there is moser a chefza. The Baal gives the Cheftes HaGet to the Shliach LaOlocha. That's not Mili, that's a Cheftza. He doesn't talk about Maisa Gom. He talks about whether there's a Cheftza being transferred from the Mishaleach to the Shliach. As long as there's a Cheftza transferred from the Mishaleach to the Shliach, that's not Mili, and in such a case, Shliach Osa Shliach. So the Tosis Rid is different than the Mordechai. According to the Mordechai, the Chilek between Mili as opposed to a case where Shliach Osa Shliach, the chilek is between Gemar HaDover, that's called the Maisa Gomer, or not Gemar HaDover. According to the Tosis Rid, the chilek is whether the Mishaleach is giving over a chefze to the Shliach or not. Vashliach leKabbalah, Vashliach haKsiva Saget, he's not giving over a chefze. Vashliach leHolocha, he's giving over a chefze. So that's why Davka Vashliach leHolocha is Shliach Osa Shliach, but not Vashliach haKsiva Saget. And also, says the Tosis Rid, Shliach leKabbalah can't be Osa Shliach either. That's the nafkamina between the Mordechai and the Tosis Rid. Can Shliach LeKabbalah be also Shliach? Do we assume Shliach LeKabbalah is a Shlichos on Mili? Or do we say not? The Shaila is Mili any time that you're not getting the Cheftza? Or is Mili any time that you're not involved in the Gemar HaDover? Shliach LeKabbalah is involved in the Gemar HaDover, but she's not getting a Cheftza. So if you hold Mili is any time that you're not involved in the Gemar HaDover, then Shliach LeKabbalah is not Mili, and Shliach also Shliach. If you hold that any time that the Mishaleah doesn't give over a Cheftza to the Shliach, that's called Mili, so then Shliach LeKabbalah is like Shliach HaKsiva Saget, and it's Lo Mimsurin LeShliach. Ain't Shliach Osa Shliach, because it's only Mili. That's the nafkamina between Tosis Rid and the Mordechai. It comes out fascinating. According to the Tosis Rid, that which the Gemara here on Mem Aleph says, HaShliach Osa Shliach, V'Shilach V'Shilach Melamed SheHaShliach Osa Shliach, what's that going on? It's not going on the whole previous line of the Gemara. The Gemara introduced us to Shliach LaOlocha and Shliach LaKabbalah, and then the Gemara says a third chiddush to Shliach is also Shliach. Comes the Tosis Rid and says that's going on Shliach LaOlocha, Shliach LaKabbalah. It's not also Shliach. It's not going on both. It's going only on one, not on both. According to the Mordechai, it could be going on both. Questions? Yeah, Zach.
If we say by a get that it has to be something How does the Tosa read say that that's doesn't is not considered transferring a chefzer to the woman?
Is the woman transferring that chefzer to her shliach? The woman is making a shliach on mili. She's not transferring the chefzer. The Baal is transferring his chefzer to the shliach. The shliach is going to give it to the woman or give it to her shliach, but the minui shlichus is not on the chefzer. The minui shlichus is only on mili. This shaila, whether shliach lekabbalah can be also shliach or not, the shaila of the Tosis Rid, might be dependent on the mokar for this din of shliach osa shliach. It's a big shaila in the Rishonim. What exactly is the mokar? So we see some of the Rishonim are not clear where the principle applies. When do we call something mili? When do we say it's not mili? When do we apply the yesod of shliach osa shliach? So that might relate to the mokar for shliach osa shliach. What is that mokar? So Rashi had explained how v'shilach melamed shehuo osa shliach. What does that mean? So Rashi says it says v'shilcha mibeiso and not v'girsha. So the fact that you use a different lashon that teaches me that the baal can make a shliach. V'shilcha melamed shehuo osa shliach. What was that drasha? So v'shilcha v'idarshin below mapekei. V'shilcha means send her. So v'idarshin without the mapekei. V'shilcha that she can send. She can make a shliach. So what kind of a drush is that? It says Rashi, Shnei Pa'amim Nemar Be'inyin. It says Vishilcha Mibeso twice in the Pasuk. That she, Kika Cheshishu Va'ola V'hoyim L'sim Tzachim Ve'ena K'matzu V'ayah V'estel V'kosuk L'asev V'krisus V'nasa V'yad V'shilcha Mibeso Shilcha Mibeso one time Snei Ha'ish Ha'achan V'chosuk L'asev V'krisus V'nasa V'yad V'shilcha Mibeso. It's a bad situation, right? The second one, second person also writes to get to the woman. Chazal Abedrosha, that Kimotzu Ba'erbas Dover, there's one opinion in the Tanoim, in the Mishnah at the end of Gittin, that one can divorce his wife only if Motzu Ba'erbas Dover, only if she was unfaithful. So the Gemara says, well, of course it's Sneya Isha Acharon, because who holds Risha Mito Beisa, who Hichnis Risha Mito Beisa? If Motzu Ba'erbas Dover, then the second person was not supposed to marry her. So that's why the second get occurred. Okay, whatever the reason is why the second person divorced her, but the Shilcha Mibeso is mentioned twice in the Pasuk. It says Rashi, since Shnei Pamim Nemar Be'inyan, we darshin that Shliach Osa Shliach. There's an extra drush. What does that mean that there's an extra drush? The Shilcha Mibeso is written a second time. So comes the Ramban. Ramban interprets Rashi. In packet 4. First Ramban in the parak. V'shilach v'shilcha melamed sh'ashliach osa shliach. Pirish Rashi zal. Trei v'shilcha k'sivi. V'tavayu k'roi l'midrash osu. Midlo kosa v'achmona v'girsha. It says v'shilcha navigirsha, so we learn who owes the shliach. V'darshinan v'shilach, v'darshinan v'shilcha. We darshan two things. V'shilcha below ma'apikeh. Up to Ramban, u'mashma de v'shilach v'shilcha basra l'lamed sh'shliach shalo u'shliach shalo shneim osim shliach. What's Ramban saying? Mashma de v'shilach v'shilcha basra. V'shilach v'shilcha basra? Yeah, because we have a v'shilach. It could have said v'girsha in the second time. It says v'shilcha. And it has the hay as well, v'shilcha b'lo ma'apekei. So we have two droshes. Dr. Ramban, k'dei l'lameid, sh'shliach shalo osa shliach, v'shliach shalo osa shliach, shneim osim shliach. Now she holds that there's a kroy yaseir, there's an extra pasuk to teach me shliach osa shliach, both by shliach l'olocha and by shliach l'kabol. Tosis doesn't learn like that. Tosis is troubled with Akasha, because he says you need a drasha for a different reason. Now she doesn't explain it through. He just says the Ramban explains Rashi to be saying not only trei v'shilcha k'siv v'parsha, but there are two drashas in the second v'shilcha. So we can learn shliach osa shliach bein b'shliach habal bein b'shliach ha'isha. So don't you need one of the drushes in the second Mishilcha to teach me that Mishalcha v'chozeres is Eina Miskareshes? He has to be Mishalcha v'Eina Chozeres, he can't come back. So you only have one drosha? One drosha free? The Yeshlomash has told us the Mishilcha Basu Yesh Shtei drushes. Matzi l'mem evin osan bi'oda v'lishka v'lishtog with the kosa v'shilach shamina l'drosha. Could have said Vinasan V'yoda, but it says V'shilach. And from the Hey, we learn a Drosh Acheres. What's Tosfos saying? So we can learn Mishalcha V'yeno Chazeres from one of them. Learn Mishalcha V'yeno Chazeres from one of them. There are two Droshes in V'shilcha Basra. It's not the way the Ramban understood Rashi, right? The Ramban understood that Rashi held that there were taka two drushes in Vishul Chabasa, but you need both of them for Shliach Osu Shliach. Tosfos says you have two drushes in Vishul Chabasa, one is for Mishalcha V'yeno Chozeres, and the other is for Shliach Osu Shliach. Interesting. Only one drush is for Shliach Osu Shliach. Rabbeinu Chanan al Pirei says Tosfos that Vishulcha Achron Dorish Kulu. You learn everything from the last, from the second Vishulcha. Dorish Sholat Avamatzi Lemichta Lemeimar V'nasa V'yada V'chein Vav De V'shilcha V'chein Hei De V'shilcha. We dash everything from there. Could have said V'nasa V'yada or V'girsha. The fact that he used the Lashon Sholach Sholoach, so that's one drasha. Then the Hei as well V'shilcha and the Vav. We dash in everything. Who also Shliach? He also Shliach and Shliach also Shliach. So after Rabbeinu Chanan, Alvidach v'shilcha, it's the last drasha of the Mishalcha v'yeno chozeres. The second v'shilcha, the whole pasuk is used to teach me that you need Mishalcha v'yeno chozeres. Zeh loshon rach, Tanya shilach melamed she'osa shliach, perish v'shilcha mibeiso achron havalei lemichta v'nosem v'yoda v'lo mekosef sholach lo me she'osa shliach, hosef hei d'chsiv shilcha melamed she'osa shliach, v'shilcha hosef av od, so all three drashas are learned from the second Vishilcha. And what do you do with the first Vishilcha? To teach me Mishalcha V'yena Chozeres. It's interesting. Rabbi Nachanan and Tosfos both seem to be assuming that Shliach Hose Shliach is derived from one ribuy. Rashi, it's unclear from Rashi really. Some of you in Seder were telling me maybe Rashi is no different than Tosfos. Why? Rashi just says that Shnei Pa'amim Nemar Be'inyan. Do you see necessarily that Rashi holds that there are two drushes in the Vishilcha Basa? He doesn't mention Mishalcha V'yeno Chozeres, but the Ramban learnt up Rashi. That Rashi held that there are two ribuyim. There's a Kroy Yisayr to teach me that Shliach Hose Shliach Bein Bebal Bein Be'isha. That's the way the Ramban learnt Rashi. Because Rashi didn't mention anything about Mishalcha V'yeno Chozeres, so you get the impression that he felt that both drushes in the second Vishilcha are coming to teach me that Shliach Hose Shliach. But Ben Chananel and Tosfos clearly don't learn like that. They assume that it's only one drasha that teaches Mishneach HaZeshlech and the other is from Mishneach HaZeshlech. Yeah, no.
Why do you assume that since the Ramban omits the issue of the drasha and Ribonos that it means that he doesn't think that it's necessary?
He says Beferish that Rashi is dashing from the second Vishilcha, right? Mashma de Vishilach Vishilcha Basra. He dashes v'shilach v'shilcha kama and v'shilach v'shilcha bas. It sounds like shliach osa shliach bein shalom bein shalom is two drushes. It's an extra drusha. It's not that we're learning both from one drusha. We're learning each one from a separate drusha. Each one is being learned from a separate drusha. What's Rashi going to do with Mishalcha v'yeno Chozeres? How does he know that halacha? According to the Ramban's version of Rashi, right? If you're learning Vishila Vishilcha Basra to teach me Shliach Hose Shliach, then how is Rashi going to know Mishalcha V'yeno Chozeres? How does he? What's the mocha for that? So the Rishonim gribble about this, right? They try to figure out, maybe this step is some other drasha that Rashi can rely on. The Ritva suggests that maybe Rashi darshins the Vav. Rabbi Nachmanel had darshin that Vav, right? So Tosfos didn't darshin the Vav. Maybe he felt the Vav is not No, it's not extra. Talk to Ritva. Maybe Rashi dashes Meshach Avinu Chazeres from the Vav. How did Hashina and the Shota and the Miskaresh is the Tziv Shulcha Mishem Meshach Avinu Chazeres Yotze Zuz Meshach Avinu Chazeres? Nikolamem the Nafkalan Mivav the Veshulcha Vav the Veshulcha. A ribui, Dr. Ritva. Inami midachsiv v'shulcha v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishacha v'lo shetachza l'veysa. Losha v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishacha. It sounds like she's a za woman who's going to marry someone else, not going to go back to the first husband. L'shacha v'yena chazeres. So one or the other, Dr. Ritva. Either Rashi will learn from the Vav, or he learns from v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishacha. It sounds like she's a woman who's not going to come back. Shitalo nod l'mi. Or if it's a different mocker, similar, they're all coming to the same point. Shitla Nod Lami, I think, is in packet one. You gotta keep your head straight over here with these packets. The Hadad Ashinan Ba'alma. I'm not sure if I gave this Dibra Maskel to you in the chorus. I may have given the previous one. The Hadad Ashinan Ba'alma mi Vishilcha mi Beisa mi Shemashar Avena Chazer as Yotza Katana. Love me Vishil Khadashina, the Haitzuch Lakhani Droshi, Elamidhsiv, mi beso Dorishla. Misha Yotza mi beso vena chozeretz, Yotza Katana Shemashacha the Chozeres Libesa. Mi beso sounds like she's gonna leave his house and not come back. The Katana Shota is Mashacha the Chozer, she's gonna come back to the house. She's not Shaykh to Gerishim because she's gonna come back to the house. An extra ribui. But it sounds clear that Rashi holds that shliach osa shliach, bein be'ish, you need a ribui for each one. And that's what gets them into trouble. That's why these Rishonim have to stand on their head. They follow the Ramban's approach with Das Rashi. The Rashi learns from Meshila v'shul chavasra that shliach osa shliach, bein be'ish, bein be'isha. Be'emes, according to the Tosis Rid, that shliach lekabolas eina osa shliach. Shliach lekabolas eina osa shliach. So it makes sense to learn like the Rabbi Nachmanal and Tosfos. Tosfos Rida is sitting pretty. Right, we started by saying that we have a mahogas in Tosfos Rida and the Mordechai when we say shliach osa shliach, when not. We said it might be dependent a little bit on the mokor for shliach osa shliach. So if you learn that there is no extra ribui, there's only one ribui to teach me, shliach osa shliach. So the Tosis Rit could say, that's what I hold. You really should need a separate ribui to teach me, shliach osa shliach, bein behalacha, bein bekabbalah. But since there is no extra ribui, so I will tell you that by shliach lehalacha, shliach osa shliach, but by shliach lekabbalah, ain't shliach osa shliach, because there's no extra ribui to tell me, shliach osa shliach, by shliach lekabbalah. That's what the Tosis Rit will say. What did the Cholkim on the Tosis Rit say? The Mordechai, let's say, right? Mordechai holds that shliach lekabbalah also is osa shliach. Why? So he could learn one of two ways. He could either learn like Rashi that there's a kroy yisera, there's a ribu to say that shliach lekabbalah is also osa shliach. Well, what could the Mordechai say? Why shliach lekabbalah osa shliach? Why? There is no extra ribu, but so what? Maybe it's not necessary. Why? Maybe it's a svara. You have a two psukim to teach me shliach lehalacha, shliach lekabbalah. So if I have another puzzle to teach me shliach osa shliach, so shliach lehalacha is osa shliach, then shliach lekabbalah also should be osa shliach. One of two options. The Tosis Rit clearly is going to learn, like Tosfos, Rabbi Elchananel, that there is no extra riba for shliach lekabbalah osa shliach. So he says, etaka zayin osa shliach, pasha pshuto kamashmo. The Cholkim on the Tosis Rit, who hold shliach lekabbalah is also osa shliach, they have one of two options. Either they'll say, like Rashi, that there's a kroy yisera, there's an extra ribi, or they'll say it's a svara pshuta. Svara pshuta? Who suggests that it's a svara pshuta? Who? Shita not lami, right? That's the shita. That was the first shita that we saw way back, a few days ago. Packet number one. Kevin the Chazian, the Shliach Shalom, Osa Shliach, who hadin the Shliach Shalom? The Bishlam Eika Shlichus Legabi Isha Lekalamelech Mishlichus Debal. I can't learn Shliach Lekabbalah from Shliach Leholocha. Shliach Lekabbalah is a bigger Chiddush. The Dilma Baal, who the Kamash Vashliach Mishim Begarishim Bididei Talia Milsa, Shari Megarish Bar Bal Korcha. Remember that Svar? That was the Tosis Harosh's Svar. It's the Baal can be Megarish Bal Korcha, so I think he's a Bailim. He's in control. So if he's in control, then he can make a Shliach. Aval Ihi Lom Mishavya Shliach. But maybe she can make a Shliach the Kabbalah because she's not in control of the situation. So the fact that the woman can make a Shliach the Kabbalah, it exerts a Kasa. There's no Shai. Of the Shita, but the Kevin, the Golul, the Inami, Mishav, Yishliach. Once I know the woman can make a Shliach, like Kabbalah. Ki Heichi, the Shliach, Shalom, so Shliach, Shliach, Lidon, Nami, Lo Shna. If Shliach, Lo Loch, is also Shliach, Shliach, like Kabbalah, also is also Shliach. Svar, Pshuta, Zok, the Shita. I don't need an extra Drasha. I don't need an extra Drasha. Why shouldn't I need an extra Drasha? What's the Svar, Pshuta? Chor, the Tosis, Svit is right. Don't you need a Drasha? And if I don't have an extra drasha, then shliach lekabbalah shouldn't be able to be also shliach. What's the svar pshuta to say that shliach is a shliach bein behalacha bein bekabbalah? Come on. What's the drasha? What's the svar? No. What's the svar that the Mordechai and Gittin gave to compare halacha and kabbalah? Exactly. My segamer, which means gemar hadavar, right? A Maisa Gomer, a Maisa on the Gemar Hadover, that's not Mili. It's not Mili, then Shliach Hose Shliach. Right? So, if the Iker is Gemar Hadover, is there a difference between Halacha and Kabbalah? They're both a Shliach on the Gemar Hadover. That could be what the Shita has in mind. That if the idea of Shliach Hose Shliach is that on the Gemar Hadover, a Shliach is also Shliach, so then Mistoma, Maishna Halacha, Maishna Kabbalah. Once we have the Chiddush, that a woman can make a shliach lekabbalah, even though she's not a bailam in the situation, it's exeris hakosuv, she can make a shliach. So then in terms of shliach, what's a shliach? Maishna holocha, maishna kabbalah. They're both a shliach and gemar hadavar. That's not mili. So if it's not mili, then shliach is a shliach. No? Isn't that the svar? That's how the Mordechai is going to learn. So the Mordechai and the Tosus Rid could be arguing about what the mocha for shliach is a shliach is. The Tosus Rid says it's got to be a posuk. And since there is only one pasuk, then shliach leholoch is also shliach, but not shliach lekabol. Comes the Mordechai and says, I admit to you that there's only one pasuk, but so what? The svara is that whenever it's a shliach on gemara davar, then shliach is a shliach, so maishna holoch, maishna kabolah. Shliach lekabolah should also be able to be also shliach, because his shliach is a shliach on the gemara davar. What's the problem? What is Rashi going to say? What is Rashi going to say? Rashi holds that you have that you need a Kroy Yisera, there's an extra Pasuk. Why? Why is that necessary? If he told us there's only one Drasha in the Vishilcha Basra, so then he'd be a Tosis Ridman, let's say, right? If he said Shliach LaKabbalah Zeno Osa Shliach, so fine, I wouldn't criticize him. He's only learning one Drasha, that's fine. But if he says that there are two Drashas, right? He says there are two drushes. What does he need the two drushes for? If he wants to learn like the Tosfos Rid and he only has one drusha, so I'll say, okay, fine, because hey, you only have one drusha, so Shliach LaKabbalah is not also Shliach. Rashi wants to say that Shliach LaKabbalah is also Shliach as well, because he holds there's a Svara, like the Mordechai, that it's a Shlichus on the Gemara Hadava. I'd also be fine with that. But according to the Ramban, Rashi didn't say that. Rashi felt that there were two drashas in the Vishulcha Basra to teach me Shliach LaHolacha is also Shliach, and Shliach LaKabbalah is also Shliach. What does he need that for? What does he need that for? Why can't he learn the Svar? Why can't he learn the Svar? So, L'chora, the answer is that Rashi was agreeing Misvara to the Tosis Rit. Rashi felt that the difference between Mili as opposed to non-Mili Shlichas, what's the Chilik? Not in Gemar Hadavar, but rather what? In Cheftza. Right? That if you're not Moser a Cheftza, that's called Mili. Whenever you're Moser a Cheftza, that's not called Mili. Right? Rashi felt it's not enough that the Shlichus is a Shlichus on Gemar Hadavar. You need the Mesiras HaCheftza as well. You have to be giving over the Cheftza as well in order for it not to be called Mili. And that, for Emes, is what Rashi and Gittin says. It says Beferish, when he's trying to describe what Mili is, he's saying the difference between Halacha and Ksiva. What does he say? What does he say? Take a look at that Rashi. Rashi on Chav Tesam and Aleph. Why can't you make a shliach by ksivas haget? Shlomo asu lehem ala dvarim. Ve'ein bedvarim koach lios chozrim v'nimsarim le'achem. Aval get the isbe mishosha choze v'nimsa. She says that get isbe mishosha. The get is a davar sheyesh bo mamish. It's a chefza. It's mamish like the Tosis Rid. Rashi learns like the Tosis Rid. He was assuming misvar like the Tosis Rid that you need a mesiras hachefza in order for something not to be mili, in order for a shliach or a shliach. So Rashi was bothered. He said, how can shliach lekabala be osa shliach? There's no mesiras hachefza. So there's no mesiras hachefza, it's doch mili. That's why Rashi had to come on to the fact that there's an extra drasha. There's an extra drasha in the Shulchan Aruch. There are two drashas, one to teach for shliach halacha is osa shliach, and the other to say that shliach lekabala can be also shliach. It breaks the rules, basically. And Rashi is saying, the fact that shliach lekabala is also shliach, that's a chiddush. I wouldn't have necessarily assumed like that, Misvar. I wouldn't have assumed like that, Misvar. What taka is the chiddush? Is it stam, gzeras hakasov, that breaks the rules? Or maybe what Rashi, the way Rashi is learning is that the gzeras hakasov, the gzeras hakasov is that anything that's gemar hadov is not mili? Seems a little bit difficult to say that, because if that's the case, then why does Rashi and Gittin say that Ksivas HaGet is called Mili, because you're not giving the Get that's Isbe Mishosha. Rashi over there is saying that the reason why Halochas HaGet is not called Mili is because Isbe Mishosha. Sounds like that's a Din. So I guess you have to say that. The fact that Shliach HaKabbal is also Shliach going to Rashi, that's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that I wouldn't necessarily have assumed is really true, because I'd say that it's mili since you're not giving over a chefz. Okay, so this is the way to learn the different shittas in the Rishon. Okay, basic machlokas, the Tosas Rid and the Mordechai, what the mokar is for shliach osa shliach, nafkemina, whether shliach lekabola is osa shliach. Rashi is the complicated shita because he holds that shliach lekabola is osa shliach, but yet he needs an extra pasuk. But it could be he's a Tosas Rid man, misvar, he followed the Tosas Rid, that's why he felt he needed a new gzeras hakasov to teach me that shliach lekabola is osa shliach. Questions? Okay, this is the first chelik of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara here on Daf Mem Aleph and continues. So we know the basic halacha of shliach osa shliach, by shliach la halacha, maybe shliach la kabbalah as well. But by gerishin, how do we know by kiddushin? Ashkecham begerishin bekiddushin menola. Now that's an interesting question, bekiddushin menola. Is that question about shliach osa shliach? Not clear. Bepshuto, that question is not only about shlichus, it's about shlichus in general. Right? The Gemara, yeah, shlichus menolon, it gives them a chorus. And then it says, Ashachem megerishin, mekedushin menolon, the chitim of the aleph megerishin. Sounds like it's talking about the ikar din of shlichus. Malagerishin shekin yeshna bal korcha, tamakrov yotze v'hoysa, makash havaya v'yitziya, mayitziya mashvi shliach, hafavaya nami mashvi shliach. Even from the loshon of the Gemara, mashvi shliach, it sounds like it's talking about the ikar halacha of shlichus. Okay, but once I have the Ikar Halacha of Shlichus by Kiddushin, what's the din? Is Shlichus a Shliach by Kiddushin? The Halacha, Kavala, is Shlichus a Shliach, or is it only the basic din of Shlichus? So this is not at all clear. There's a major machlokas in the Rishonim about this. The Gemara doesn't say. Question is, do we apply everything across the board? The Hekesh V'yatz V'hayis applies everything, the Ikar din of Shlichus and Shlichus a Shliach, or not? So comes the Tosis Rid, again, right, the sugya of shliach osa shliach, the Tosis Rid has a lot to say. Comes the Tosis Rid in packet 3. We're getting comical already. Ashruch ha-megerish ha-mekidush ha-menola ha-mperish ha-idi al-fin ha-mekidush ha-sheish ha-mekadish ha-yidei shliach av-alosha shliach as ha-shliach mishadamili ninu sha-amalo tzei le-kadish li-isha. That which the Gemara says, the Kiddushim and Olam, what's it talking about? It's talking about the Iker Din of Shlichos, that a man can be Mekadosh through a Shliach. But the fact that the Shliach is also a Shliach, no. Not the Tosas Rid, that doesn't apply. It's Mili. Why is that Mili? Afilu in Masalo Shum Chayfetz, Lo Domi Leget. Tosas Rid is bothered with his previous Dibra Maschem. Tosas Rid said that any time that there's a Mesiras HaChayfetz, that's not called Mili, and there Shliach is a Shliach. So here too, yeah, there's Mesir Sachevetz. Let's say you gave him Kesef. Let's say you gave him shava kesef, right? Well, dami leget says the Tosfos read shaget hu davar hamagarish never aget in koch leshliach legarish. Aval chayvet zakidushin shemasalo never yochol lekat shalom ishalo. Nimsa sheker hashlichus mili havi vehilkach lo mimsren leshliach. What does the Tosfos read say? It says even if you give over a chayfetz of kesef, let's say a chayfetz of shavu kesef, that shlichus is still a shlichus amili. Why? Because if the chayfetz is lost, he can be makatsha mishalo. Makatsha mishalo? The shliach can be makadesh with his own kesef? Yeah, is that really true? What do you think? Can the shliach be makatsha mishalo? You betcha. How do you know? Based on what din? Eved k'nayni. Baalik. Eved k'nayni. Of course he can be makatsha mishalo. Excellent. So Zokta Tosfos read, since if the kesef is never the shliach can be makatsha mishalo, the shlichus is a shlichus of mili. Ah, but there's a cheftza? No, the cheftza is not really linked to the shlichus. The shlichus doesn't have to be fulfilled through this cheftza. The shlichus could be fulfilled through a different cheftza. So because the shlichus could be fulfilled through a different cheftza, we don't look at this as a shlichus on a cheftza, on a chayfetz. It's only mili, and it's low mimsur in the shlich. Ein shlichus a shlich. Wow. It's quite a Tosfos read. Which shlichus is he referring to? Shliach leholocha by kiddushin, right? If you give kesef to the shliach leholocha, if never I get, then the shliach can't give his own get. He needs a get from the baal. But if never chayfetz akiddushin, then he can give his own chayfetz. He can catch mishalom. So, which case of shliach leholocha by kiddushin is the Tosfos saying that ain't shliach as a shliach? Which case? Which kind of kiddushin? We're not talking about kiddushin bia, right? Kiddushin kesef, kiddushin shtar. Which one? Kesef, chora only kesef. Why? Okay. The full question. Kesef, Ellie?
He can't give his own
shtar. He can give his own kesef, but he can't give his own shtar. It's no different than a get. Right? No different than a get. That he has to give the shtar that was written by the Baal. He can't give his own shtar. Who says that? Who points this out, that there's a chilah between kesef as opposed to shtar? That's the Shulta Givorim. Now, Jeremy, we'll get to your question in a moment. The Shulta Givorim. Is the Shulta Giborim? Tazayin Amabez in the Rift. Hoya Hashliach Mikadsha Bishtar Bechola Hashliach Oshenenas Yochol Hashliach Leman Hashliach Acher Tachtav Mosulo Shtar Kiddushin Shemosulo HaMakadish. Now, Vlim Hoya Mekadish Bekesef Ein Hashliach Yochol Leman Hashliach Acher Sharei Lo Nimsalo Ela Shlichus Dvorim Sheyochol Akadsha Bechol Kesef Sheyirtza Vehadvorim Einam Nimsorim Mishliach Lashliach Avla Shtar Nimsa Mishliach Lashliach Sharei Einu Yochol Lekadsha Ela Bishtar Zeh Shenichta Midas HaMekadosh. Shulta Gibarim says that there's a chilek between kesef and shtar, that the kesef, you can use a different kesef, so that's a shlichos amili. There ain't shlichos a shliach. But shtar, you can't use a different shtar, you gotta use the shtar that the Baal gave you, so that's a mesiras achefze. If it's mesiras achefze, then shlichos a shliach. But that's not called mili. That's working with the Tosfos rib. That's working with the Tosfos rib. Shliach laholocha by kiddushin is mili, but shliach lekabol, and I'm sorry, shliach lelocha by kedusha is mili by kedusha kesef, but not by kedusha shtar, says the Tosfos. So according to the Tosfos, when the Gemara says shliach osa shliach by kedusha, it's limited. It's not such an expansive and shulik. When the Gemara says that kedushin menolam v'yotze v'hoisa, it's learning the ikar din of shlichus by kedushin from gerushin. It's not learning the din of shlichus or shliach by regular kedushin. It's learning shlichus or shliach only by kedushin shtar, which is similar to get, but it's not across the board. There's a limitation, right? There's a limit to shlichus or shliach by kedushin according to the Tosfos rule. Comes the Mordechai and quotes another shita that chips away at Shleichos or Shleich by Kedushin. Who's that? That's the sheet of the Kadosh Midorosh. He's a very famous Mordechai. Mordechai at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So in Tov Kufay, Posak HaKadosh Midorosh, Nehosa Shliach L'Kadosh Isho Mosla Tabas L'Kadosh, Afilu Isnes V'derech, En Yochel Lasso Shliach Achem. Mishum D'mili Ninehu Mili Lo Mimsren L'Shliach. The Avagav the Gabi Get Kaimon Shliach Osa Shliach, Olo Havi Mili, Mishum Mesir Saget, Hachanami Ha'ika Mesir Satabas, Lo Domi. The Gabi Get Isho Miskaresh Es Bal Korcho, Umiyad Kishiyagi Aged Liyad Shashliach, Harehi Ki'ilu Megureshes. Since a woman min haTorah can be miskareshes bal karacha miyad, when the get comes to the yad of shliach, it's like she's migareshes. Hilkoch lo havi mili. Tera shliach yochol lagarsha bal karacha. The yad hashliach ki yad habal. Habul shilo shlok yedushin im lo sove ha'isha eina miskadeshes. Hilkoch havalei mili. What's the Kodesh Midarash saying? Kiddushin is different. Why? Im lo sove ha'isha lakabel ha'kiddushin, she doesn't have to be makabel. She doesn't have to be mekabel. It's not a done deal. And because it's not a done deal, even if you give over a chefza, it doesn't matter. He doesn't focus on the idea that even if you give over the chefza, it's not clear that the chefza has to be used. But rather, that it's not clear that the kiddushin is going to take place bechlal. It's not clear that the kiddushin is going to take place bechlal. Because maybe the woman's not going to want to accept the kiddushin. So it's not a davar posha that the kiddushin is actually going to take place. So that's called mili. And Mili is lo mimsur in l'shliach. Interesting. According to the Kodesh Midarash, would you say that ein shliach osa shliach by kiddushin, by kesef, by shtar? Which one? According to him, l'char, by both. Like not only by kiddushin kesef, by kiddushin shtar as well. Because by kiddushin shtar as well, the woman doesn't have to accept the shtar. Right? According to the Tosis Rid, kiddushin shtar is not Mili. Because you're giving a chefza that the shliach has to use for the kiddushin. But according to the Kodesh Midarash, kiddush shtar is mili because the woman might not want to accept it. It also is a din of mili. Interesting. So according to the Tosis Rid, shliach laholocha by kiddush kesef is eina osa shliach. According to the Kodesh Midarash, shliach la'olocha, not only by kesef, but even by kiddushei shtar is eina osa shliach. And the Mordechai in Gittin that we started with argues with both of them. And he says, bein begittin, bein begerishin, bein behalocha, bein bekabole, it would seem, the Mordechai in Gittin says, shliach osa shliach. How do I know that? Because the yesod of the Mordechai is that shliach osa shliach, whenever it's on the Gemara Hadavar. Right? He mentions Gittin and Kiddushin. He doesn't talk about both Halach and Kabbalah, but Lechora, it should apply both to Halach and Kabbalah because that's a Shliach on the Gemara Hadavar. So according to the Mordechai, it would appear that Shliach was a Shliach, Bein Begerishin, Bein Bekiddushin, Bein Behalach, Bein Bekabbalah. Different than both the Kodesh Midarash and the Tosis Rid. And that's what the Meiri says in our Sugya. Meiri in packet 4, page 4. Shem shahish osa shliach v'chein ha'isha, kach ha'shliach osa shliach, avo bishlo hisna lo ha'mishaleach kein. Bein b'kidushin, bein b'gerishin, bein b'holocha, bein b'kabbalah. Avo bishin shliach kabbalah in shindover v'yodo shiyas ha'shliach olav, ein omrim olav mili lo mimsir m'shliach, ala afu osa shliach. Bein b'kiddushin, bein b'gerishin, bein b'halacha, bein b'kabbalah, zavdanir. That's like the Mordechai, you know. Shliach osa shliach on Gemara Hadavar, shliach lehalacha, shliach lekabbalah, it's all Gemara Hadavar, so then shliach is also shliach. No chilukim, like the Kodesh Midarash and like the Tosis Rid, no chilukim between kesef and shtar, halacha and kabbalah, bein b'halacha, bein b'kabbalah, bein b'gerishin, bein b'kiddushin. So according to the Meir, according to the Mordechai and Gittin, the Gemara reads much more easily. Right, because the Gemara is not mechalek. The Gemara says b'kiddushin min olam. It says v'yatzav ha'isa. It doesn't say that drusha v'yatzav ha'isa is teaching me only the basic shlichus and not shlichus or shliach. It sounds like it's teaching me everything. Start whittling away and saying no. By kesef it's not like that. Right? By kesef and shtar it's not like that. It's a big chiddush of the Mordechai. Chiddush of the Mordechai in kiddushin. Kaddish Midarsh, and a Chiddush of the Tosis. It's not Poshut. The simple pshat is like the Mordechai and Gittin, and like the Meiri, that there really is no chilek between Kiddushin and Gerushin, Ben Behalacha, Ben Bekabbalah. Jenny, did you have a question? The Rajba quotes one final Shita. Let's get the Shita straight, and then we're going to try to explain everything. What's the Rajba? Rajba's also troubled by this issue. Says Shliach Ose Shliach, but what's the case? What's the case with Shliach Ose Shliach? Who's the Rajba? Ah, the Rajba's in the previous packet. Okay. May Nisim Hayu Lahem Li Yisrael Purim U'Pesach. This is Mamash Purim. Where's the Rajba? Where is the Rajba? What? Packet 2? I don't have packet 2. Does someone have packet 2? You have packet 2? Go ahead. Okay. You gotta come with all the packets. Question. You know the question.
Can I explain the Meiri again? I don't want you to bet.
The Meiri just says that Shliach Ose Shliach Bein Begerishin, Bein Bekidushin, Bein Beholacha, Bein Bekabbalah.
And that Shliach Ose Shliach works for all?
Every case. Right? When the Gemara says that we learn Kiddushin from Gerishin, it's referring not only to the Iker Shlichos, but to Shliach Ose Shliach as well.
He said he holds like the agreement with Mordechai, but he said Mordechai says that
Mordechai and Gittin! Gemar Hadavar! Not the Kadosh Midorosh. Mordechai and Gittin. Sam.
What does Meiri do with Chavtas and Gittin?
Ksiva Saget. Not Holocha Saget.
Right.
That's Andrish. Manishtana. That's not... it's different. It's different case. Okay. Says the Rajba. Melamed Shah. Shliach Ozeh Shliach. Vim Toma. Bishlom Shliach Didei Mashvi Shliach. Avo Shliach Didei Hechi Mashvi Shliach. Vam Mili Ninu. Umili Lo Mimstron L'Shliach. Isn't Shliach a Kabbalah Mili? Fetirat HaRab Bar Tziloni. Dehocha B'deshav Ye'i Shliach B'kini. De'olam L'shav Shliach. The Rab Bar Tziloni says that Shliach L'Kabbalah is also Shliach. B'kini. If you did a Kinyan Chalipin, then even Shliach HaKabbalah will be also Shliach. And that's the case that the Gemara is talking about, that Melamed Shah Shliach Ose Shliach. What kind of a strange notion is this? Man of Shach, if Shliach Ose Shliach, then fine. If ain't Shliach Ose Shliach, if it's Mili, so then even with a Kinyan, how does Kinyan change anything? Very strange Rashba. Sam? Very, very strange Rashba. So we have a lot to try to explain over here. How did the Rishonim distinguish between different cases? Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Shtar. Maybe there's a difference between Kiddushin and Gittin. Right? How many Shittas do we have so far? We got four interesting Shittas that we have to explain. We have a Tosis Rit. Tosis Rid says Shliach Lolocha by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin Kesef. The Kodesh Midorosh says Shliach Lolocha B'kiddushei Kesef or B'kiddushei Shtar. Mordechai and Gittin, Meiri, Tomid Shliach Ose Shliach. I shouldn't say Tomid. Except by Ksivas again. Shliach Ose Shliach. Bein begitten, bein bekiddushin, bein beholocha, bein bekabbalah, avalo beksivas haget. Right? And now we have this fourth shita, And then we have a fourth shita, that's the Rav Bar Tziloni. That ain shliach lekabola osa shliach elim kain osa kinyan. Okay? If he made a kinyan, so then shliach osa shliach. These are the shitas. Daniel.
Doesn't the word I'm giving you give example? His example of Maisa Damar is Kabbalah's Yerushin or Kedushin. It doesn't say Halacha.
He's talking about Kabbalah, but Lachor it applies to Shleb Halach as well.
Halacha is the bigger Kiddush, though, so if you want to say one, you pick Halacha.
I hear what you're saying, but the Pasha Pshat is based on his Svara, it should apply to Shliach Lalach as well. Because that's Gemar Hadavar. How could you say, you're saying only Kabbalah is Gemar Hadavar because that's the Mokum for the Chalos Gerishin. Halacha is not, it's hard to say that Shliach Halacha is not on the Gemar Hadavar. I don't know. I hear what you're suggesting. I hear what you're suggesting, but I think the Pasha Pshat in the Mordechai is that it should apply to Shliach Halacha as well. What's the Pshat over here? What are these limitations in the Din of Shliach Hose Shliach? L'chora, to answer this question, we have to take one step back. There's a gzeres hakosav in the Gemara that shliach osa shliach. You have a gzeres hakosav that a man can make a shliach, a baal can make a shliach laholacha, and a woman can make a shliach lakabala, and now we have another gzeres hakosav that shliach osa shliach. Why do we need a gzeres hakosav to teach you that? What's the havamina to say that ain't shliach osa shliach? What's the havamina to say ain't shliach osa shliach? If shlucho shaladam kamosam, so then, once you've appointed a shliach, then he's kamoso, he's like the bailim. So if he's like the bailim, then of course shliach is a shliach. The bailim can make a shliach, so the shliach can make a shliach. Why would I have a havamina that the shliach can't make a shliach, and now I need a gzeres hakosav to teach me that shliach is a shliach? So the stipler in Gittin quotes the Imre Moshe, Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, who was a Rosh Hashiva and a Talmud Torah in Brisk. He wrote a sefer that's a classic in the yeshivas, the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe answers this kasha by saying that you have to really take a step back. We know the Gemara in Gittin says that mili is lo mimsur mashliach. Something that's mili, ain't shliach osa shliach. Not mili, shliach osa shliach. What kind of a strange idea is this? That ain't shliach osa shliach by mili. What kind of an idea is that? Why should mili be any different? So he suggests maybe the idea is like this. That if someone appoints a shliach on mili, it's only Dibur Ba'alma. So, when does the Shliach become Kamosa? When do we say Shlucho Shaladim Kamosa? If all you've done is you've been mitzvah the person to write a get, so has he become a Shliach yet? Has the Din Kamosa been Chal? Efshir, maybe we can say that if a person appoints someone as a Shliach on Mili, then the Torah Shlichus is not Chal until the Kiyum HaShlichus. The Torah Shlichus can't be Chal until he's Mekayim the Shlichus, until he does what you asked him to do. Because until that, it's not tangible. He hasn't done anything yet. You've only spoken to him, so he's not yet a Shliach. After he's Mekayim the Shlichus, then the Torah Shlichus, Lemafreya, we say, well, the Torah Shlichus is Chal. We don't have to say Lemafreya. It does not happen. It's Chal when he does the Shlichus. When the Shlichus is Mekuyim. They point out that this Ba'emes is what the Rivosh writes. Strange Rivosh that I asked you to see. He's talking about a case, many of you have trouble with the case. Forget about the exact case. The case that the Rivosh is talking about is that people were asked to do a Breira, to decide about something. Right? Breiras HaShloshim. There were 30 people and they were going to be Borer. They were going to choose something for these people. So the question is, can this Bezdin that was made Shluchim to do the Breira of the Shloshim, can they appoint someone else in their stead? That's the shaila that the Rivosh is talking about. So he says, he thinks not. He thinks it's only mili. He says, V'lo domi lebala mosa get l'shliach l'holech l'ishto d'lav mili ninu ela haget sheyesh bo mamish mosa lo. If you give a cheftes haget, that's not mili, de'a shliach osa shliach. Me'ata nasa shlucho v'yochol mosa lo shliach sheini. But says the Rivosh, avalasos breira ein kan dover nimsar. Ela dvarim ba'alma. Here you're not giving the chayfetz, you're only giving dvarim. So mili lo mimsrim l'shliach. If you're only giving dvarim, then you can't be osa shliach, says the Rivosh. Add the Rivosh, v'hu atzmok shemekayim shlichuso mahani, and he himself, when he's mekayim the shlichos, it works, v'nasa shliach al hashlichos ahu. and he becomes a shliach on that shlichus. What's he saying? Chori is saying this very part, that when the person is mekayim shlichus, that's when he becomes the shliach on the shlichus. Until he's mekayim the shlichus, he's not a shliach yet, because you haven't given him a cheftza, you've just commanded him to do something. You asked him to do a breira. You asked him to write a get. It's just mealy, it's just dibur ba'alma. He hasn't become the shliach until he's mekayim shlichus. It's only when he was mekayim the shlichus that the Torah shliach was chal. Right, what's he saying? He's saying that the only time that the shliach gets a din kemoso, that's if there's some kind of a connection, a physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach. So if you give a cheftza, if there's a cheftza that's transferred from the mishalech to the shliach, then there is a physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach. So then his Torah shlichus is chal immediately when he receives the cheftza. But if the shlichus is only a shlichus on mili, it's only dibur ba'alma, where's the physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach? There is none. So if there is no connection, when is his Torah shlichus going to be chal? It's only going to be chal when he's mekayim the shlichus. So you'll tell me, how does he have the ability to be mekayim, but he's not a shliach yet? It's by kachas, right? When he's mekayim the shlichus, so his Torah shliach is going to be chal. If that's the case, then we understand the Havamina, why you'd think that maybe ain't shlichus a shliach. You might think that ain't shlichus a shliach, because maybe the Torah shlichus is never chal until he's mekayim the shlichus. So how can he make another shliach in his stead? The din kemoso was never chal. Kamashmalan, the din kemoso can be chal beforehand. If it's not a shlichus amili. If it's not a shlichus amili, then the din kemoso can be chal even before the shlichus is actually fulfilled. But I'd have a havamina that maybe by every shlichus, until he actually fulfills the shlichus, the din kemoso is not chal completely. And if it's not chal completely, then he can't appoint another shliach in his stead. Because if we don't say shlichus shaladon kemoso yet, the full din kemoso has not been chal, then he can't appoint another shliach. No, the din kemoso has been chal. It has been chal if there's a physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach. When has the physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach been created? So it could be that's what all the Rishonim are talking about. That's what they're disagreeing about. The mesiras hacheftza. What's the purpose of a cheftza here? What's the purpose of a cheftza? The purpose of a cheftza is simply to create that connection between the mishalech and the shliach. That's the Tosis Rit. Tosis Rit assumes that shliach lekabola is mili, ein shliach hose shliach by shliach lekabola. Why? What's the connection? It's just dibur ba'alma. So if it's just dibur ba'alma, there's no connection between the mishalech and the shliach. So how can the shliach lekabola be also shliach? There's no connection. The Kodesh Midorosh and the Tosfos read as well, they're being done by kiddushin, by shliach laholocha of kiddushin, kiddushin kesef, maybe even kiddushin shtar. What they're discussing is that if it's not a dover borer that the kiddushin is going to take place, either because you can use a different cheftza, so it's not a davar bar that kedushin is going to take place with this cheftz, or it's not a davar bar that the kedushin is going to take place bichlal because the woman might not want it. So then maybe the din kemoso hasn't been chal. That's what they're suggesting. Maybe the din kemoso hasn't been chal. The Torah shliach has not been chal. You can't call him a shliach because you've been moser the kesef to him, but who says it's going to turn into a kedushin? You've given him the shtar, but if the woman doesn't accept it, who says it's going to turn into a kedushin? So if the kiddushin is not a davar bara with the cheftza, or in general, maybe the din kemoso hasn't been chal. And if the din kemoso hasn't been chal, then he can't be osa shliach. He's not like the Bailam, so he's not like the Bailam, and he can't be osa shliach. That's what the Tosis read, that's what the Kodesh Midorish was suggesting. And this could explain the Rabbi Tziloni as well. And the problem by shlichus lekabola is that it's merely that you're not creating a physical connection between the mishalech and the shliach. What does a kinyan do? What does a chalipin do? The chalipin links them. A kinyan is a maisa. Maisa kinyan. So just like giving over a cheftza links the mishalech to the shliach, and it turns the shlichus into a shlichus of maisa, so to speak, and not a shlichus of mili. So too, if you do a kinyan, that's a shlichus of maisa, it's not a shlichus of mili. That maisa links the mishalech to the shliach, and it makes the Torah shliach bichal now. Shlichus lekabola, you'd say, the shlichus not chal now, it's only mili. When the kiddushin is given, when the get is given, that's when the shlichus is chal. But if you have a kinyan, up the Rav Bar Tziloni, That's a Maisa. The Maisa links the Mishalaya to the Shliach. If the Maisa links the Mishalaya to the Shliach, even though by Mili in general, we would say the Torah Shlichus, like the Rivash, the Torah Shlichus is only Chal when the Shlichus is Miskayim. But if there's a Maisa, then that links the Mishalaya to the Shliach even beforehand, even before the Kiyum HaShlichus, and that enables the Shliach to make another Shliach in his stead. Because once the Torah Shlichus has been Chal, then Avadi can make a Shliach. Mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, the whole yesod is that a shlichus on Mili is a shlichus that hasn't been chal completely yet. It hasn't been chal. Right? It hasn't been chal until the shlichus is actually miskayim. So it hasn't been chal until the shlichus is actually miskayim. It's lo mimsrin l'shliach. The shliach can't make another shlichus because he's not kemosa. But if it's a shlichus on Maisa, not a shlichus on Dibur, so then the shlichus has been chal. If the shlichus has been chal, then shlichus is shliach. The question is, what creates that connection? That's what the Rishonim are pilpling about. Right? What creates the connection? What severs that connection? The fact that it's not clear that the kiddushin is going to occur? The fact that there's no chayfetz that's been transferred? Can a kinyan create that connection? But it's all about creating a connection. Because once there's a connection created between the mishalech and the shliach, so then the Torah shlichus has been chal, the din kemoso has been chal, and then the rule that shliach osa shliach can be chal as well. Okay, let's stop here.